You've done well for yourself too, Wyatt. You've created a life out of the things you're passionate about, and not everyone is strong enough to do that.
You are.
I didn't have any other options, she found herself admitting.
Career-wise?
His question poked at something tender inside her. Most people who knew her background would have assumed she was talking about career choices, since she hadn't been college-bound and hadn't shown much aptitude at anything other than acting. Journalists sometimes asked what she would have done if she hadn't become an actor. Gone to cosmetology school, she answered, which always made them laugh for some reason, but it was the truth. She would have followed in her mom's footsteps, partly because she loved doing hair and makeup and helping women transform themselves, but also because it was the only thing she knew. But Wyatt clearly didn't assume she was just talking about her career options. And he was right. Acting had been her escape route, a way of transporting herself into a more livable life. Pretending she was someone smarter, stronger, braver had saved her time and time again. It had taught her how to ignore reality, a coping mechanism that had stopped her own reality from overwhelming her.
I guess I don't just mean career-wise.
He took a sip of coffee, his shoulder brushing hers as he raised and lowered the mug to his lips. She kept her gaze trained on the dirt between her feet and cursed herself for all the feelings she shouldn't be feeling. They're just memories of feelings I used to have, she tried to tell herself.
Nancy?
A deep, familiar voice asked from the edge of the clearing. She gasped, her head jerking toward where her fiancé stood with his hands in his pockets and a bewildered expression as he glanced from her to the man next to her. Jared!
What does she see in this guy?
Okay, he'd been famous longer than Wyatt had been alive. And he'd been named the sexiest man alive 3 times. And he probably shat gold. But no amount of polishing could put a shine on the fact that he'd not only crashed his fiancée's party, but openly admitted stalking her to do it. But Nancy was a grown-up who could make her own choices, even if Wyatt disagreed with them. So he tried to tune out the awkward conversation she and Mr. Hollywood were having as he stoked the fire and prepared porridge for his guests. With every passing moment, he grew more desperate for the other 3 women to wake up and save him from being the third wheel in a situation he wanted no part of. But they appeared to be attempting a world record for sleeping in. He glanced at his watch. 7:30 in the morning. Who slept that late? Hollywood starlets, apparently.
Wyatt?
Nancy's voice sounded more tentative than he'd ever heard it, and he wanted to ask her where she'd lost the attitude she'd always given him. But he couldn't, not without tacitly criticizing her, and he wouldn't do that in front of her fiancé or anyone else, so he kept it simple. Yeah?
We're just going to go for a little walk.
Jared gave him an I'm getting lucky wink, and Wyatt had to resist the urge to hit him. Be back by 8:30 so we can get going. She nodded and walked away in the possessive embrace of Jared's arm. The campsite turned quiet once they left, the forest gradually echoing with the sounds of Mother Nature waking up. He tried to focus on the tasks at hand, but annoyance burned a hole in his gut. What did he care if they sneaked away for a quickie? Wyatt had led plenty of groups and seen far more than he'd ever wanted to. People liked getting down and dirty in the woods, as if getting back to nature reminded them of their inner animals. As long as no one had sex right next to him as he tried to sleep, something that happened with alarming regularity, he usually couldn't care less. But something about Jared struck Wyatt as creepy, and he'd always felt protective where Nancy was concerned. They're engaged. It's Jared's turn to be protective toward her. Yeah, but what if he's the one she needs protection from? He tried to shake the doubts from his head, but they lingered.